Good to have you with us. I know we got a few guests on the line tonight, too, and appreciate that. That's what we're doing it for. This is not just meant to entertain the existing consultants. There's other things you can be doing that might be a lot more fun than watching me. But anyway, it's made for guests, and I appreciate you being here and taking time out of your busy schedules to come out and see what we're doing here. My name is Dennis Williams, for those of you that don't know, and been with NECAN. It's actually been our full-time career for over 16 years now. Hard to believe time has gone by that quickly. But a little bit of background about us. When I grew up in Washington State here, and after college, I went to work for Del Monte Foods. I was a manager with them for about 12 and a half years. I got frustrated with the politics and the corporate structure, so I quit, did something else on my own for a while. In the spring of 87, got into the car business. Worked 7 days a week, long hours. Life was plenty busy. I also called square dances for a hobby. Did that for 20 years, called, taught lessons during the week, and called dances every weekend somewhere up here in the Northwest in Canada. Also, we have three grown kids, and when the youngest one left home, we adopted two little girls, and they were like 3 and 4 when we first heard about NECAN, so we weren't looking for anything else to do. Our lives were really full. So when a complete stranger came walking into the dealership back in June of 1991 to tell me about this company we never heard of, and we weren't interested, didn't have any time, didn't know the guy. Never heard of the technologies or anything. But the guy was come back every once in a while and try to tell me more stuff, and I never really looked at what he gave me. But finally in October, I fairly bluntly told him to stop bugging me, and he left. And I thought that'd be the end of him. But fortunately for us, and literally tens of thousands of people all over the world, that gentleman was hard of hearing, apparently, and he came back one more time. No logical reason, but he came back in December. And this time when he came back, I was not near my filing cabinet where I threw everything else, so thank goodness. And he gave me the audio cassette tape, and I listened to it on the way home that night, and what I heard on that tape got my attention. Heard that this company I'd never heard of had been around for a long time, since 1975. Well, at that time it was 16 years. Also found out that they had a game plan to be expanded to a lot of different countries, and this was the 8th market that they came to. Found out their products were designed in close conjunction with leading medical universities and hospitals, and the technology was valid, even though we'd never heard of it. And the guy that was being interviewed on that audio tape that night was named Dave Johnson. He lived about 90 miles away from me. And he was sharing some of his experiences with the products and so forth, which I didn't really believe all that. But then the guy asked him, "How are you doing financially?" And he said, "Our 6th month in the business," he said, "we got a check for $17,000. So, well, that got my attention. 91 was a bad year in the car business, and I'll need to talk to this guy if that's true. And if it's legal. So I called him when I got home and visited with him, and he started telling me all these stories again, and I interrupted him and said, "Well, the reason I'm calling is because you made that audio tape a year ago, and said you're in $17,000 your 6th month, but that tape was made a year ago. So if you don't mind me asking, just what has happened with your income over the past 12 months?" And I was sure that was going to be just a one-time spike. His income must have gone down to what I consider to be more normal. He said, "Well, since you've asked, I'll share that with you." And he said, "The largest check that he'd received over the last 12 months was actually for $37,000. I said, "For a month?" He said, "Yeah, so I want to talk to you in person. I want to see this guy." So he came up to visit us, and he was just a regular guy. And I thought, I think he can do this. Well, why can't I do this? So we started telling some folks about it, friends, family, and so on. And gosh, it wasn't, they got results, started sharing with other people. My sister got a dramatic product experience, so did I. And anyway, 8 weeks later, I was full-time in this business, and that was over 16 years ago. So this past 16 years plus has been the most rewarding period of time in our entire lives, and not just financially, but the friends that we've made, the thank yous we've heard, the lives that we've, literally seen, change for the better. And we just can't imagine doing anything else. So tonight what I'm going to show you here is this little presentation you see over here on the left side of the screen, and you have my little pointer here. And this is an overview of the best-kept secret in the world. And I really believe that. I ask people all the time, "You ever heard of NECAN?" Never heard of it. Probably 2 or 3 people out of every 1,000 have ever heard of it. So it truly is the best-kept secret in the world. And, we're going to start out with this. All of us have dreams. And a lot of times when we're growing up, we want to be this profession or that profession and so forth. And then some of us want to spend more time with our friends and our families. We get a little bit older and start to get out there in the work world. And others want to do more with their free time, maybe drive nicer cars or maybe live in a nicer home, dreams that a lot of people have. We all want that long vacation on a tropical island and relief from our overflowing debt. to achieve these dreams, all we have to do is work harder and longer hours. And in doing so, our companies will take notice, they'll pay us more money, and everything will work out, right? Well, if you've been out there in the work world very long, you know that that is kind of definitely wrong here. It just popped down. Because most all of us were taught in school to do this, to trade time for money. Nothing wrong with that, but that's called the wage system. Go to school, study hard, get a good grades, get a degree, create a resume, pass it around, get a job with a good company, work your way up, keep your nose clean, try to get the promotions, save some money, invest some money, and someday stick around and, you know, you'll be able to retire and live happily ever after. That was kind of the plan, wasn't it, for everybody, pretty much everybody I talked to. That's what they were taught to do in school. And unfortunately, that's what they're still teaching people to do in school. They're teaching people how to be successful in the industrial age, which ended in about 1989, but they're still teaching the same thing. So this is the wage system. And it's relatively low reward. You know, there's not enough hours in the day to trade for money to really become financially independent. But it's also low risk. You know, lose your job, get another job. Low risk, low reward. Nobody ever really achieves financial independence, however, in this system. Your name will never be on the Forbes 400 list of the richest people in the world. Truth is, things are not going to go our way unless we make a change. A change in the way we approach what we do for a living, the way we approach our lives. Should you go back to school? Some people tell me that. Well, I'll go back and study, make another career, do something else, you know. But in reality, most people are too busy to go back to school. Most likely, you'd still end up in the wage system and then probably have some student loan debt, you know, to go along with that and so forth. So it really isn't practical for most people. But maybe you should change systems. You know, the wage system might not, you know, be the best one. And so if you ever heard Jim Rohn speak, that the profits are better than wages. So let's take a look at the profit system. It has the potential for higher reward. It's also much higher risk. You ever thought about owning your own business? You know, statistics suggest that 96% of adults actually between the age of 25 and 44 have looked into starting their own business, but most of them don't because of the high risk involved. You know, they can't afford the capital to start the business or can't afford to quit their job to, you know, to do it and so forth. And but there's a potential for higher reward. And a lot of people that, you know, do start their own business are actually successful. In fact, they say 74% of all millionaires in America actually own their own businesses. So how about a traditional standard stationery business, maybe like a franchise? That might be something that, you know, to take a look at. And, you know, get one of those hamburger joints or something like that. And then you've got limited by time and space. You get a fast food deal of some kind and your restaurant is full all the time. It's all the space you've got. And then also, if you're open 24 hours a day, that's all the time you've got. So limited by time, limited by space. And if you want to open another store, you have all those expenses all over again. And, of course, you also have all the headaches all over again. The question is there a better way? Is there any way to have the potential for high reward of this profit system, but the low risk of the wage system? Wouldn't that be a great thing to find? Well, there is. It's called the Leveraged Invisible Profit System. But most people don't have any clue what that is. They've never heard of that before. This has the low risk like the wage system, but the potential for high reward like the profit system. It also is leveraged because it's not limited by time and space. It's also invisible. And what I mean here, because it involves no research and development, no manufacturing, no rent, inventory, warehousing, order taking, selling, collections, paperwork, no delivery, no computer knowledge, no intensive training, no overhead, no employees. You know, oftentimes when I tell people, you know, about this, they say, what kind of business is that? They've never heard of a business that doesn't have any of the common business concerns. And but what does it include? And all you have to really do is become a customer yourself and then refer others to the company. And that's pretty simple, isn't it? Okay? Does something like this really exist? Is it really a fairy tale business like this that does not involve any of the common business concerns? Well, yes, there is. In fact, that's why we're talking to you tonight. The Niken Corporation. In fact, this is our beautiful 214,000 square foot facility down here in Irvine, California. A whole bunch of films, actually, Hollywood films, have been filmed in that building. Back when Ruth and I were down there a couple of weeks ago, we walked into the building. There are all kinds of cables and cameras and everything in there. They're actually filming a Honda commercial that day in the lobby of this our office building. So, real popular place, and just it is beautiful. Also, it started in 1975. Been around for a long time, hasn't it? Also has a 1 rating with Dun & Bradstreet. If you're not familiar with that, less than 0.5% of the 10 million companies that Dun & Bradstreet rates ever qualify for the prestigious 5A1 financial rating. It's also leveraged. What I mean by that is, we've only personally introduced 6 people to NECAN outside the state of Washington. And that's not that many. But our business has expanded to every state in the country, and a typical month we receive royalty income from over 20 different countries in the world and generate literally millions of dollars in revenue right here from our home on Vashon Island. It's also invisible. What I mean by that is there's no glaring sign shouting NECAN like you see McDonald's and all this kind of stuff over the place. You don't see that. I was looking out the window here one day and I'm thinking, the business that we generate in a month for NECAN is probably more than a lot of other businesses on this island combined. And nobody even knows we're here. Just kind of tucked back in the woods, in this kind of invisible place where we live, and you'll see where we live in a little bit. We're not limited by time and space, are we? Not at all. You want to open up a branch office? Shoot, call your sister in Minnesota or South Dakota or something, You're not limited by space at all. Not limited by time. While I'm asleep, somebody in Australia is probably making a NECAN purchase, and we're going to earn a commission on it. So it is an amazing concept. Products that positively impact the lives of others. We could talk about this for days and maybe even months, when we get a bunch of NECAN people together. These products absolutely impact people's lives positively. And I hear that everywhere I go, whether I'm in Hungary or Norway or Australia or New Zealand, whatever, different accents, products work, impact the lives of children, animals, you name it. We've got all kinds of veterinarians in our business and physicians of all types. These products really impact people's lives. Our mission statement, I love this, to inspire individuals to discover a whole new way of life and provide them the opportunity to live it by changing their lives through improved health and financial well-being. If you look closely at that mission statement, do you see anything about selling anything? It says inspire, that's the key. Individuals to discover a whole new way of life and provide them the opportunity to live this new way of life by changing their lives through improved health with our wellness home concept and financial well-being with our business opportunity. Again, nothing in here about convincing anybody, nothing about talking somebody into something. Inspire is the key. And hopefully if you're a guest on here tonight, after what you see and what you hear, you'll want to know more about this, and you'll give it to the person that invited you here, and you'll make an intelligent decision for yourself, and I'm sure you'll do just that. Okay? Let's talk about our health part. What we're going to talk about the rest of the time are those two aspects of our mission statement, improved health and financial well-being. So talk about health first. Hopefully all of you agree that your health is important to you. There's a quotation that I saw in a book one time, and it says, all wishes are small compared to the desire to be healthy. And I'm sure, especially if you were diagnosed with something really serious, that would be very, very important to you. The way that we kind of depict how NECAN helps us in this whole total concept is we draw something called a stair step of life. Kind of looks like this. We got wellness up here at the top. The very opposite of that stair step of life, the opposite extreme, would be death. That's pretty opposite, but it is the opposite. And every time I do a live presentation, I always kind of look around the room to be sure that everyone I'm talking to is somewhere between those two points. And hopefully that's true tonight, or you wouldn't be looking at this, I guess. But anyway, I was thinking about the top here, the wellness thing. And I thought about my little grandson. He's about 18 months old. In fact, I'll show you his picture. This is Truman. And look at that little blue-eyed, blonde-haired rascal. And when he was first born, I looked at him and I thought, what a healthy little dude. Look at that kid. He doesn't have arterial sclerosis. He doesn't have type 2 diabetes. He doesn't have arthritis. It doesn't make any matter with him. He's just got a clean slate of health. And I thought, I was probably like that at one day. In fact, I even looked like him when I was little, okay? Anyway, weren't we all, unless we had some special problem at birth, weren't we all pretty much right up there with total wellness and a clean slate? Sure we were. And then life starts out. We have all these choices to make. Well, I'm going to eat this or not eat that or drink this water and breathe this air, live in this stressful area, work in this stressful environment, marry this person. All these choices. Then for some people, sooner than others, symptoms start to appear. And when the symptoms start to appear, people typically run to their doctor and say, would you please help me manage my illness? And if you can put a name on something, you're probably 70 to 80% down toward the bottom of this stair step at that point. And it's the doctor's responsibility then to keep you from sliding further down toward death. Whose responsibility? again has helped us with this concept, you know, by creating something called a wellness home. And this wellness home is under construction, as you can see, and ours is always under construction. Zikin continually strives to improve its current technologies as well as provide new ones for us. And what they do is they search the world for technologies that enhance and support the essential needs of life. If you furnish your home with these technologies, you'll put your entire family in the absolute best environment you can possibly live in for optimum health and wellness. And like Zig Ziglar so aptly put in his book, See at the Top, he said, if you're right down here, you have choices to make here too. You can do nothing and just stare up the steps and do nothing. So you can be proactive. You can step up the stairs. And this is what Nikan is helping us do with this wellness home. Well, what are some of these essentials for life? Well, a third of our lives we do it properly. We sleep, don't we? So that must be important to us. If you had a choice, and we do, what kind of sleep would you want your family to enjoy? The deepest, most, you know, beneficial, rejuvenating sleep you could possibly have, or would you choose something else? Well, why would you choose something else? You know, Nikan has helped us in this regard with a tremendous sleep system. This is the Mercedes right here of sleep systems. It's called the Kenko Air sleep system. You see I've got a couple controllers here, and this is either a, you know, queen or a king-size bed. It is just amazing. We've had every sleep system Nikan's ever come out with, and this is by far the you know, the Mercedes of the sleep systems. But we also have a couple of different pads, a Kenko pad and a Kenko Dream Light that you can put on top of your current mattress. I want you to also understand that tonight we're just talking about the categories of these technologies. We don't have time to go into all the details on all the products and how they work and all this kind of stuff. If you want to find out more, especially about our nutritional products, go to our website, which is the letter Y, the letter B, the word Hurt, H-U-R-T, the letter N, like Nancy. So YBHurt and YBHurtin.biz, B-I-Z. And you'll see down the right-hand corner of our homepage, it says WIN and RRIP. And WIN is why it's Nikan Nutritionals, and the RRIP is Reproductive Residual Income Plan. Click on that, a calendar will pop up. You can click on that calendar, presentation calendar, and you'll see another calendar there where Ruth has listed all the different times of the day that she's doing these presentations, and several times a week, and she and her friends are doing those, and you'll really learn a lot about the details of our nutritional products, especially with AutoShip and how it all works out, and that would be a real good call for you, you know, as a follow-up to this one. So sleep system, a couple notches up toward total health, just getting on that sleep system. Well, everywhere we exist, not just in our homes, we breathe air, don't we? So air must be important to us. What kind of air would you want your family to breathe? Hopefully the cleanest, purest, you know, freshest air you can put in your lungs. Nikan helps us there with this new air purification system that we have, the Power Pro 5. This has five proprietary filters. One of them is a HEPA filter like they use in hospitals. Improves cardiovascular health and all kinds of things it does. Produces uplifting negative ions, like you find around a waterfall and after a lightning storm, you have to breathe better and uplifting for you, and without producing ozone, which is a toxic gas that doesn't produce ozone. So we really appreciate this. And we have a portable one as well that we can take with us in our cars and also put it in the motel rooms and so on as well. So another notch up here with the air system. Also, our bodies are about 70% what? Water. Should we drink water? Absolutely. We're supposed to drink about half our body weight in ounces every day. That's quite a bit. Doesn't matter what kind of water we drink. I'll make a statement and see if you folks agree with me. All water is recycled. Now, it is, isn't it? Isn't it great to know that Nikan has an appliance here that takes out everybody else's contributions? No, I sure appreciate that. This is our Aquaphor gravity flow system. We also have a countertop and an under-counter one and maybe even an express one. They all do basically the same thing. They take ordinary tap water and convert it into living, energized PIMAG water. Then we make it even better by running it through a vortexing machine that Nikan calls an optimizer, which actually spins oxygen into it, changes the molecular structure of the water, and makes it hexagonal, which is the best water you could possibly put into your body for hydration, intercellular communication, and all kinds of other good things. So get on that water system another notch up here toward total wellness, right? Also in our home, we prepare food, don't we? And so we need some vitamins and minerals and all that good stuff. So today's highly processed, over chemicalized food supply, it's almost impossible to get nutritionally what we need out of our food. So most people realize there's a need for supplementation. Nikan has a great nutritional line. I just put one product here, Siaga, which is one of my favorites, this nutritional nectar. The name is acronym for what it does: cardiovascular, immune system, antioxidant, gastrointestinal. whole bunch of other things. So get on that call and learn about those nutritionals. Another step up with that nutritional toward total wellness again. And we should exercise once in a while, shouldn't we? Keep our, you know, from atrophying and not doing anything. Nikesh says, hey, we'll help you out with that too. We realize you may not have enough time or enough energy to exercise and go down to the gym or whatever, so we'll just have you change your shoes. Put on these cardio strides, weighted athletic shoes. Part of the exercise is actually leaning over the thigh, but once you got that, you wear them, you firm up, tone up, and it's just a great way to get exercise without having to go down to the gym while you're doing your everyday activities. Another notch up here with the cardio strides. And then, of course, in this stressful, high-paced world we live in, most people could use a little more energy. Does NECAN have energy products? Absolutely. Daytime energy products, nighttime energy products. My most favorite energy product is our newest one called the Power Mag. And when the world finds out what this product does and what it is, I think it'll go down in history as being as great a discovery as the telephone and maybe even the computer. It is an awesome thing. We got all kinds of testimonies from this. It's like a first aid kit, look like a spaceship. But biaxial rotating magnetism, ask your neighbors if they heard of that. They never heard of it, because nobody ever invented it until NECAN, so Anthony Beauvais did. So this is an awesome product. So another notch up here with our energy products. And so this is kind of makes up the wellness home. You see, all these technologies create this safe haven for your family, and it's not expensive. Think about this. How many of you have ever done any, remodeling of your home? You probably have done some remodeling, haven't you? And why did you do it? Well, you probably wanted more room, more convenience, and so forth. Well, what did it do for your health? Probably nothing. And think about what you spent on that $30,000 kitchen or whatever it was. And if you're thinking about what you spent on that, this would be an absolute bargain if it cost $14,995, wouldn't it? But it doesn't cost that much, because based on which sleep system you choose and so forth, you could have a complete wellness home, a safe haven for your family to live in for somewhere between maybe $5,000 to $8,000, maybe not even that much. You can buy it in packs, they're discounted, or put them all at once. You can buy them in different packs that you can add them together to make the wellness home. Or you can buy the products one at a time and just gradually build your wellness home. But eventually I would think everybody would want to have a wellness home. And then the logic of it is so simple. I mean, if you had a house plant that wasn't looking very healthy, and your first inclination to make it better wouldn't be to run over there and inject it with medication or give it a leaflectomy or something like that, would it? No, I need to change that plant's environment. I need to put it in fresh sunlight, give it fresh water, and give it pH balanced, nutrient rich soil. You do everything you could environmentally so that plant would not only survive, it would go ahead and thrive, wouldn't you? Absolutely, you would. This is no different here. I haven't had a headache. I can't even remember when, but I'm pretty sure the last headache I had, wasn't because I had a Tylenol deficiency. So when we start looking like that, plant feels, don't run to the doctor. Get this wellness home concept going for you. It's the best investment you could ever make. Well, I've never seen a house that could really stand very long without a very strong one of these. And of course, that's a foundation. And this foundation, without it, you couldn't even have all these products. And of course, it happens to be money. Money isn't everything, but it kind of comes in handy when you're trying to make a living, wouldn't you say? I think Zig Ziglar pointed out it ranks pretty close to oxygen up here. And this is the second part of that, of our mission statement, financial well-being. So let's talk about that essential for life for a little bit. There are four possible relationships between money and time, and they have emotions attached to them. Some people in this world have no money at all, but boy, they got lots of time. You'll probably find them living in a homeless shelter or under a bridge somewhere. I don't think any of us would say, well, that's what I want to do. I want to have all the time in the world and be absolutely broke. Probably not, because I would imagine that fear is the biggest emotion. Where am I going to sleep tonight? Where am I going to get my next meal? I don't think any of us would really like that. Well, there's another possible combination. That would be the inverse of this. People that have money, but they have no time. Now, that might be better than this one, but would that be your ideal choice? I don't think so. Because people in this category often express anger and frustration. I can hardly wait to my week's vacation, only 5 more years till I retire from this lousy job. They've got the money to buy the toys and no time to play with them. They have a life, but no lifestyle. Well, another possible combination would be to have money and time together. Now, who would vote for that? I think we all would. But if you had this combination, you actually have the best product that NECAN Corporation offers all of us. that's freedom. There's different definitions for that, but the word I think of when I think of when I hear the word freedom, never again having to ask myself, do I have the time, do I have the money, do whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do it, help whoever I want to help, never really have to think about, do I have the time or the money. And that's, you know, there's some emotions that go along with this too, but they're good ones like joy and peace and maybe even contentment, knowing that if you, you know, can't work for some reason, the money would keep on flowing in. In fact, a good example of that is about 11 years ago, it was our fifth year in this business, and back then I didn't eat properly, I didn't exercise, had some bad genetics and whatever, you know, I had a big health challenge in the fall of 1996. And I came out of the hospital on the 30th of September, and I couldn't work for 3 months. And I had a lot of time to think, though. One of the things I thought about over and over again was, what if I had still been in the car business? Who would have sold a vehicle for me when I couldn't show up for work? Well, the obvious answer is nobody. But what happened, because of Nikan, is that, first off, there was an outpouring of love and compassion came from all over the world when the word got out that I had a challenge. And that was really uplifting, and I couldn't believe it, you know. I mean, a home looked like a florist shop, and cards and letters come in, I put them in the sack. It was over the weight limit I was even allowed to pick up for the first few weeks. And, but the amazing thing was, at the end of that year, we got our income statement from Nikan. Remember, this was only our fifth year in the business. I remember looking at the total. I was thinking, you know, if I was to earn that same amount of money working at my previous job at Valley Ford, I would have had to continue to have worked there for an additional 37 more years. Isn't that amazing? I mean, you've all had insurance people come sit down at your kitchen table and give you their spiel. Have you ever had anybody say, hey, if you can't work for 3 months, no worries, we'll simply cut you a check for 37 years of your annual income to tide you over? Well, there's no such thing, obviously. If there was, nobody could afford the premium. But what were the premiums that we paid to actually make that happen? Well, we spent a few hours every week inspiring individuals to discover a whole new way of life and provided them the opportunity to live it by changing their lives through improved health and financial well-being. Pretty inexpensive premium, wouldn't you say? Well, there's one other possible combination, and that's no money and no time. Who in the world would choose that? Well, nobody intentionally. But a lot of people are there, and I would guess that the emotion is probably a combination of those first two, fear, anger, and frustration, all lumped into one. And why are so many people in this category that if they wouldn't choose it intentionally? Well, I believe it's because people generally have been taught incorrect principles about earning money. What I mean by that is, you know, have you ever read the book by Robert Kiyosaki? You know, it's a true story about him growing up in Hawaii. His real dad was a school administrator. He taught his son how to be successful. He taught him what we talked about earlier, to be successful in the wage system. Go to school, get a degree, work hard, and get a job and all that stuff. But his dad was broke. Well, Robert had a friend whose father was very entrepreneurial, owned a lot of businesses and real estate and everything else. And his friend's father taught him a lot of lessons. So the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, his rich dad was actually his friend's father. And his poor dad was his own father. We had a couple of years where I wrote the book, and it would have hurt his, you know, real dad's feelings to call him his poor dad, but it was really true. The subtitle of the book is What the Rich Teach Their Children About Money That the Poor and the Middle Class Don't. Okay? So, anyway, then Robert wrote a lot of other books. And the book that probably caught my attention the most was this one called The Cash Flow Quadrant. And this quadrant, this book is about this, the world of money. Whether we like it or not, we're forced to live in this world of money. In this world of money, there are basically four quadrants. Everybody in their work life basically falls into one of these four. Well, understandably, the one with the most people in it is this one right here, the employee quadrant, people in the wage system. That's what everybody's taught to do. And I ask people, what are you looking for? And believe it or not, I still hear job security. Well, that's an oxymoron if there ever was one, because people's jobs are only as secure as the emotions of their employer. But a lot of people are in there, and the schools are still teaching that, believe it or not, you know, today. Anyway, some people wake up and say, well, the wage system isn't getting me where I want to be. I better start my own small business, better become a self-employed business owner. I'll get in the profit system. This not only includes all the franchise people and small business owners, this quadrant also includes all my professional friends that are attorneys and physicians and, you know, and doctors and dentists of all type, you know. But if you look at what they do, they physically have to be there to get paid, don't they? They physically have to be there. So the world of money being one big system, these people up here, they work for the system, they have a job. These people kind of are the system, and they own a job. Well, there's another quadrant up here, and these are called the big business owners. And these people create entities that generate income without their physical presence being needed. 97% of the population finds themselves on this side of the quadrant. And that's understandable because that's what everybody's taught to do. But that leaves only 3% of the population over here. These 3% on this side, you know, have 97% of the income. And why is that? Well, here's why. These are individuals that work on the left side. An individual can only do so much work. Well, these are teams that work on the right side. That's a big difference. This is you working all by yourself. Over here, these are systems working for you. A good definition, an acronym for system. It's save yourself significant time, energy, and money. Isn't that a good acronym for system? Save yourself significant time, energy, and money. It certainly does. And on the left, benefits are important. Oh, got to have those benefits. The return on investment, a whole lot more important to the people on the right. People on the left, security is important. You all got to have that paycheck. People on the right, freedom is the most important to us. Okay? Few tax advantages, very few. Right side, many tax advantages. Left side, income is limited. Limited, only so many hours to trade for time and money. Right side, income is virtually unlimited. Nikken Corporation will never put a limit, folks, on how much business they will allow you to generate for them. And consequently, they will never put a limit on how much income they will send to you and your family. This is one of my favorites. Success makes you busier. Think about this. Who do you know on this left side, especially small business owners, the more successful they become, the busier they are, and the more they end up in that, they have lots of money in no time relationship that we talked about earlier. On the right side, however, success gives you more free time. You can take a vacation once a month like we do, or one time we took one for 3 months straight. You can do stuff like that. The success gives you more free time. That's one of my favorite things. School prepares you for the left side. That's what everybody teaches you in school. Whereas tonight, anyway, life and Dennis Williams prepares you for the right side. See, most people never succeed financially in their life because they stay in this quadrant right here, and all they do their whole life is change jobs. Change jobs. They're working just hard enough to keep from being fired. Boss pays them just enough so they won't quit. 40 years later, they're just, you know, they're like dead or dead broke. You need to get out of there. You need to change quadrants. You got to get over here. If you're down here, you need to change quadrants to get up here. If you're here, you need to become a certified investor, which invests back to the business quadrant. So this is where you want to be, right here with Nikken. And what you end up with is, like we said earlier, an invisible leverage profit system, the greatest wealth creating vehicle in the world, bar none. Most people go through life dedicating themselves to their career and their family. You agree? They sacrifice and postpone everything they love to do until retirement. Most people mistakenly go through life thinking they will need less money when they retire than they need today. But unless you plan to spend your golden years sitting around making minimum payments and just getting by, you're going to need a lot more than that. A whole new world out there. The traditional 40-year career no longer exists. I think we'd all agree with that. The average person changes jobs, they say, at least 7 times during their career. Some change their entire career several times, and the ruling paradigm is to work 40 years to retire on 1/3 of what wasn't even enough during those 40 years. Have you given this any thought? It's kind of a wake-up call for a lot of people. When was the last time you sat down and figured out this? How long will you live? Well, hopefully a long, long time. When do you want to retire? That doesn't pertain to me or anybody else that's full-time in Nikken, because you basically retired when I quit working for, you know, for Valley Ford. And so ever since then, I've become psychologically unemployable, okay? But if you're still working at a job, you have a date in mind when you want to retire. How many years does that give you to finance your retirement, the difference between these two dates, okay? How much do you want to make monthly in retirement? And do you really want to make less than you do now? Well, here's something to think about. The average American lifespan, they say, is 75 years. Well, that's not very long. Social Security and Medicaid were set up to kick in during our early 60s, back when the average lifespan was only 65. How much will it cost you to survive those extra 10 years? Well, they estimate between $500,000 and $1 million. That's a lot of money just to live those 10 years, isn't it? Well, what's your plan? Well, 75 doesn't sound like a very long lifespan, so how about 90 or 100 or something like that? So let's say 90. And if you're still working at a job and you got a date in mind to retire at 65, well, that's going to leave you quite a few years to live, and you're going to have to pay for that. And if you're 55 right now, you've only got 10 years between here to finance your retirement. And if you're going to live to 90, you might need $2 million. Let's say that you're 55, you got $500,000 right now in retirement assets, and if you do, you're a little more flush than most people. I heard the other day that the average retiree at 65 has less than $2,000 in a savings account. If you've got $500,000 at 55, you're in Fat City. And if you want to, whoops, back up here, if you want want to retire, you know, with and have $100,000 income, you're going to need $1.5 million. That's what you're missing between these two numbers here. If you got 10 years to accumulate it, who can actually do this? Who can actually save $150,000 a year after taxes for the next 10 years? Well, it's virtually impossible, as you know. So what if you could do this? You could work 4 years to build financial freedom for the next 40 years and beyond. Wouldn't that be a plan? A four-year career plan. Choose an income-producing occupation that allows you to earn immediate income to pay the bills right now. Stack up future income. Save and invest $3,000 to $5,000 per month for retirement. Get reproductive residual income flowing for financial freedom. This is the big one right here. Get that reproductive residual income, the ongoing income coming to you month after month after month. What does Nikan have to offer in this regard? Well, we're exceptional products. It's the number one reason people get involved. You know, we wouldn't have a business if we didn't have these wonderful technologies that we do. They are awesome. I mean, things, I mean, I'm not surprised at anything, but I'm amazed all the time. And every time I go somewhere, like people raise their hand that the positive results of these products that really caught their attention or got them going. That's what, you know, the money initially was, but if my sister hadn't gotten that result and I hadn't gotten the results and we started seeing people get results, it would have been just another Me Too thing, but we have exceptional products. Immediate income, extra money to pay bills or buy something special, especially today with what you're hearing about the water in our country, pharmaceuticals being in the water and all kinds of other garbage. There's some websites you can go to that shows what's in the water in your city, and it's pretty sad. We've got to take control of it at the tap. So a lot of people going out and retailing the water systems and making significant incomes immediately. Reproductive residual income, something you can build once, step away from, and the money still keeps flowing. That's the long term, the big one, okay? An auto and a home program. The company even provides, you know, we'll pay for your automobile and buy you a new home. We have literally hundreds of people in our business driving cars either fully paid for or at least partially paid for by the Nikan Corporation. Well, they got a lot to offer. How does our business work? It's a lot of people doing a little bit. A lot of people don't understand this, but J. Paul Getty did. He said, I'd rather have 1% of the efforts of 100 men than 100% of the effort of one. Isn't that the truth? Let's just say you're thinking, gosh, I'd like to have 1,000 people in my Nikan group. That would be great if I had 1,000 people in it. Well, how do you get 1,000 people in your organization? But really, you don't, folks. You just get four. This is a business of teaching people to teach people to teach people, and they do the same thing. And there's a couple of sponsoring laws. Anyone can and should sponsor others. And especially with Nikan, when you use these technologies and get the results that you're going to get, and your loved ones start getting those results, you have almost a moral obligation to tell other people about it. So anyone can and really should sponsor other people in the Nikan. And if you do this, at least to sponsoring law number two, sponsoring creates geometric progression. Geometric progression, if you're not familiar with that, is like the eighth wonder of the world. Look at this. You do the math, you get four, and then they teach four, and then those four teach four, and so on. And you got four people, 16, 64, 256. There's your 1,000 people just down through five generations, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Nikan will pay you down through six generations. Let's see what happens here. Eighth wonder of the world, like I mentioned. Everyone sponsors four. You saw what happened through five levels. Look what happens through six. Look at that number. Look at the total. That many families using Nikan products every single month, and you receive royalty incomes from it. If you, once you understand the compensation plan, you're going to learn that to become a royal diamond, one of the top levels, you have to have what we call six platinums. Well, how are you going to get six if you only start with four? Well, you're going to have to get six. So let's just put 50% more effort to this thing instead of teaching four people how to do Nikan. Let's teach six and teach everybody to teach six. What do you think happens to this number down here if everybody teaches six? Well, look at this. Look at the sixth level. Look at the total. I mean, you get 50% more effort here from four to six. You get 10 times the result, almost 56,000. And some people look at this 56,000 and say, oh, man, that's a lot of people. You know what, folks? There were 12,000 more people than this sitting in Husky Stadium over by the University of Washington last fall watching the University of Washington play Washington State University during the Apple Bowl. 12,000 more than this in one little spot. We got 40 countries to find them in. And if you took this many people and dumped them on mainland China, you wouldn't even never find them again. So that's really not that many people. But let's say you can't think that big. So I can only think of the cheap people in the cheap seats in the end zone. I can only think about this 1,000 people right here. Well, let's just think about the 1,000 people, the people in the cheap seats in the end zone. What would happen with just income for you, $144,000 a year. And most people I show this to say, well, gosh, that's a little bit better than I'm doing at my present job. Isn't that amazing? Look at this. A penny doubled for 30 days. You ever thought about this? Take a penny and double it every day for 30 days. 1 cent, 2 cents, 4 cents, 8 cents. Well, this isn't going anywhere. But look at day 30, man. $5.4 million that penny doubled into. What difference does a day make? Well, how about in like March when you had 31 days? $10.7 million it jumped up to in only one day. But look at halfway through, $163.84 over here on day 15. The reason I'm showing you this, this business is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And too many people quit right up in here before something starts happening. This business is kind of like if a youngster catches the cold and goes to school, and pretty soon he passes it on to another student. And then pretty soon there's two students passing it on, so they pass it on to two more. And pretty soon the word comes out there's an epidemic. You know, the cold is just spreading like wildfire at school. Well, the cold's not spreading any faster than it was the first day. Just a lot more people spreading it one-to-one. And that's exactly what we're showing here. So this is the long-term business, and you can actually see how it can be that. What have you developed? Any financial planner will tell you that if you own something that earns you $10,000 a month, it's an income-producing asset worth a whole lot more than that. Traditional income-producing assets like real estate, if you earn $10,000 a month from real estate, you probably got real estate worth up to $2 million. Stocks, bonds, so forth, it could be worth even more than that. And time is required, though. That's the problem with relying on traditional investments. They require a long time to produce enough income to produce financial security. How long and what rate of investment would it take to amass $1 million in rental real estate, for an example? It could easily take a lifetime, couldn't it, of sacrifice risk and management. $1 million in rental real estate might earn you $5,000 a month, or you could enroll in the greatest wealth creating vehicle in the world with NECAN and invest $5,000 once, plus 10 to 20 hours a week for 4 or 5 years to earn the same residual income. What this chart shows is it might take you 30 years with buying and selling and reinvesting in real estate to earn $50,000 annually from that, okay? It might take you almost 25 years to do that with conventional investments. But in NECAN, 4 or 5 years, you could actually earn $50,000 annually. And I know this is a fact because I went back and looked at our records. In our fourth year, NECAN Corporation paid us $1.3 million, the fourth year only. So $50,000 must be achievable. Why not? I love this sign. Next sign I'm going to show you is in the Phoenix Suns basketball team locker room. They got this sign, and here's what it says. The game is scheduled. We have to play it. We might as well win. Isn't that life? Hey, here we are. We got to do something to make a living. We might as well do the best we can. You know, we live near Seattle. It gets kind of gloomy around here sometimes in the wintertime, and say it's January. He says, man, I'm kind of depressed around here. I need to do something. I need to go somewhere sunny. So I'm going to go to Orlando, Florida. But it's the middle of January. I got to pick a vehicle to get there with, don't I? Well, I can say I'll choose this one, this battery-powered moped over here, you know. And then I start out in the middle of January, got a big heavy coat on, and I see this mountain pass. I got to go over, you know, it's snowy up there, and it's icy, and gosh, it freezes. I got to stop and charge that battery once in a while and get some food and find a place to sleep, and man, it could get sick, and you end up in the hospital, and that'd be a terrible trip, wouldn't it? Or you could do this. You could get in this beautiful ocean, you know, this airplane here and have the flight attendants just pamper you all the way there in just a few hours and flying over the top of those mountains instead of driving up over that road and get there just refreshed and just a few hours. Look what you can do with technology and money. Think about this, taking this trip. You know, if your destination in your life is financial freedom over here and financial independence, folks, a job is the worst vehicle you could possibly choose. You need to get on this wealth-creating vehicle called NECAN over here, okay? Question for you. Are you willing to invest the same amount of time most people spend watching television over the next 4 years to get it? That's what we're talking about. You know, 10, 20 hours a week, instead of watching television, go out and share this business with people, inspire some individuals. That's amazing, isn't it? Here's where it all started for us. We were broke. We were in the wage system. 23 miles from Yakima, Washington, on the way flat to nowhere. Look out here, just a bunch of old hills out and back. I mean, the road ended right behind them. About a mile down the road, nobody ever stopped by. They had to make an intentional, concentrated effort to come to our house, okay? We had half a dozen magnetic products that nobody had ever heard of. And it got kind of wintry out there. Look at that. There's another picture. Our bedroom was Vashon Island. So our first weekend home, we remodeled it quite a bit, put this deck on, put a new kitchen in it, landscaped all this, did a lot of stuff out here, became a Royal Diamond and Royal Ambassador out here. And then we were able to purchase land on the south end. We built this home. This is the home that we currently live in. This is where I'm actually talking to you from now. I'll bring the video back up so you can see me sitting here in my office. Because I'm right on the other side of this, right down in here is where I'm sitting talking to you right now. And this is Ruth's office right here. This is our indoor swimming pool. This is her kitchen. This is our living room and stuff. And this is our bedroom up here. And from that balcony up here in the bedroom, this is where you're going to see view from our home. And that's what we see every morning. We look out there and see that Mount Rainier. And here's another picture. It's kind of like a new photograph every morning as the sunrise comes up. And good thing we got the car program. We were kind of hurting before that. Actually, this isn't really our car, but it's kind of a cool picture. I had to show it to you. Kind of ingenious, actually, isn't it? I mean, the driver's out of the rain. He's in the engine compartment. These people are out of the rain and sitting up here in the cab. The only thing out in the rain is this poor little old oxen here, the engine. But in reality, this is what I putz around in. It's what I'm going to take off tomorrow and drive down through Oregon in. And my license plate says, expect to win. That's simply a reflection of my attitude right there. This is our indoor swimming pool, and you can see we got waterfalls on both sides of the slides coming down. And this is a tropical bunch of tropical plants that we've planted in here. And this banana tree had a huge big bunch of bananas on it this last spring. And in the pool, that's my oldest daughter, Sarah. You already met little Truman earlier on the slides, his big sister Anna, and my daughter, and my son-in-law John. I'll join the pool. And this is why we do Nikkei. This is our wall of fame. And when people get their picture on the front cover of the Nikkei magazine for becoming a diamond or a royal diamond or diamond consumer of the year or whatever, we frame those pictures and put them up here on the wall. And it's fun when people come by and they walk by to work on the elevator or the heating system or something, and they'll say, who are these people? It's just kind of fun to smile. So that's just a few of our friends we've helped become millionaires. And they typically say, well, can I be your friend? And they say, hey, why not, man? And, you know, I always point out that these people on this wall, they're young people, they're old people, all levels of education. They're all just like us. They're just average people that chose not to live an average life. Found this tremendous vehicle here called Nikkei that's made it possible for all of us. And this white sign right here, here's what it says. Who is next? You know, we'd love to have your picture up here on our wall. And say if we run out of that wall, we got more walls. And just got an email today, we're going to have a new picture on the wall real soon. We got some new diamonds. The first diamonds in Hungary are in our group. So we'll put their picture on the wall as soon as it gets published in their European magazine. Anyway, this is what we do it for. A house full of our Nikkei family. This was our diamond summit last summer. A bunch of folks down here, this is our 50s kitchen, there's Ruth's red stove, and this is our wall of fame in the background. And what a positive atmosphere to be around with all these great people from all over the world and positive people, uplifting people, sharing great testimonies. You'll make more new friends in this business in 1 year than most people make in their entire life, and that's the truth. We just love this business. So kind of winding up here, ask yourself three questions as we wind down. Number one, what kind of lifestyle do I want to lead? Isn't it nice that you have a choice of what kind of lifestyle you want to lead? Most people don't even know they have a choice. Is my current way of earning money going to get me to that lifestyle? Which one of those systems we talked about are you working in? And what is required for me to get to the lifestyle that I want to lead? Well, that can be answered very easily by the person that introduced you to this. And it really is a pretty simple business. Become a customer yourself, then refer other people to the company. Connect people to Nikkei. Connect enough people, generate enough, you know, get enough people in the cheap seats in the end zone, and got good income, six-figure income coming in. If your dream is going to come true, it'll be the result of what you decide to do. So I encourage you to make that decision today. We have more fun than you should be allowed to have and make a living. And you know, we encourage you, if you're a guest, get with the person, invite you on this web presentation, get some products from your own home, start using them, and you'll want to share them with others and build yourself a tremendous future here. So, anyway, glad to have you on here with us. What I'm going to do now is unmute everybody. Act like this. Great. Anybody have any comments or questions before we sign off in the last few minutes?
Well, Dennis, this is Mark. This is Dennis. Are you there?
I'm here.
This is Marcia in Salem. This is the first time I've seen this presentation, and I'm just totally impressed. It's just darn awesome, and I've got a couple of people that I'm really excited to see this, and I hope to see you on Wednesday.
I'll see you on Wednesday, Marcia. Thank you much. Appreciate you. Okay. If nobody else has anything to say or any comments to make or questions or anything like that, we'll go ahead and sign off. Appreciate you guys.
Sounds good.
And looking forward to seeing you somewhere down the Neuquén Highway.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Thank you.